Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with WWE SmackDown broadcast live last night on Fox from the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. WWE Champion Cody Rhodes opened the show with an in-ring promo, and the show was built around two triple threat matches, the winners of which would compete one-on-one at a later date for a shot at Rhodes' title next month at Backlash.
This is also fresh for me. I am no longer the hunter, but I am the hunted. And my message for those six competitors here tonight, if you come at the king, you best not miss. For those on the blue brand, on SmackDown, who claim to be unfamiliar with me, I will make it easy for you. My name is Cody Rhodes. Once undesirable, become undeniable, and now your undisputed WWE Champion.
Emerging victorious from the two triple threats was LA Knight, who won the first one against Santos Escobar and Bobby Lashley in the opening match, and AJ Styles, who won the second one against Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio in the main event. Styles was confronted by Knight to end the show. Tama Tonga made his WWE debut during a Bloodline in-ring promo segment, being revealed as an apparent new member of the Bloodline and taking out Jimmy Uso at the request of Solo Sikoa.
My brother, I love you.
I love you too.
Oh no, who the hell?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God, Ray, do you know who that is?
That's Tama Tonga.
That's the son of Haku, who has been wrecking shop in Japan for years.
Well, now he's wrecking Jimmy Uso.
New WWE Women's Champion Bayley was also out to thank the fans during the show and was ringside to witness Naomi's defeat of Tiffany Stratton. Before the match, Bayley indicated that she'd be giving Naomi a title shot. In other results, Braun Breaker squashed Cameron Grimes, and Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair teamed for another quick win over Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, with Cargill pinning Green. New Japan Pro Wrestling came to Chicago's Wintrust Arena last night for Windy City Riot live on pay-per-view. In the main event, Jon Moxley became the new IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, defeating Tetsuya Naito in 20 minutes and 21 seconds. The win makes Moxley the first wrestler to hold the world title in WWE, AEW, and New Japan. Matt Riddle also lost his NJPW World TV title on the show, falling in defeat to Zack Sabre Jr. in 13 minutes and 15 seconds. In the first title change of the night, TMDK became the new NJPW Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions, winning a Four Corners match against the Gorillas of Destiny, Fred Rosser and Tom Lawler, and the West Coast Wrecking Crew. Jack Perry drew the ire of the Chicago crowd during his losing effort against Shota Umino, taking several shots at CM Punk, including coming out with a CM Punk symbol flag and a jacket that read Cry Me a River on the back. There were other Punk references made during the match, including when Umino put Perry in a guillotine choke similar to the hold Punk was seen putting Perry in during the backstage video of their altercation at All In. In other results, Nick Nemeth defeated Tomohiro Ishii, Bullet Club beat Eddie Kingston, Homicide in United Empire, Mustafa Ali topped Hiromu Takahashi, Stephanie Vaquer retained the NJPW Strong Women's title against Azumi, and Ren Narita beat Minoru Suzuki. In WWE corporate news, Vince McMahon has placed the remainder of his TKO stock up for sale, according to a new filing posted yesterday and reported by WrestleNomics. The former chairman still currently holds 8,021,405 shares, or 4.7% of TKO's total shares, with a current value at $786 million. If these shares were to be sold, McMahon would no longer have any ownership stake in WWE or TKO whatsoever. AEW presented Rampage last night on TNT, featuring matches taped on Wednesday in Charleston, West Virginia. In the main event, Jay White defeated Matt Sydal. Zack Knight, the brother of Saraya, made his AEW in-ring debut on the show, defeating Angelo Parker. Saraya and Harley Cameron were ejected by the referee for trying to interfere. Layla Hirsch competed in her first AEW match in a year, falling in defeat to TBS champion Julia Hart. It was reported on Wrestling Observer Radio that Hart sustained a legitimate shoulder injury during the match. Also on the show, Orange Cassidy beat Alex Reynolds in the opener. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.